November 12th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, solemnly I tell you, this nation, land of the free and home of the brave, must more clearly define its election process by law, or it will lose its identity as a free nation." It has been too easy for the mass media to choose its candidate and push him into the office of president. The agenda of the media then becomes the agenda of the U.S. government. The media is controlled by outside forces, forces with their own agenda for the future of the world. If this newly chosen candidate is placed in the White House, you will slowly see your nation lose its identity in favor of global policies. Once again, I warn you, be careful as to what and who unites you. Be united in prayer. Be united as a free nation. Do not be united as part of a one world order, which paves the way for the Antichrist. Do not be guided by the mass media, which is basically Satan's instrument. The note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.